on podcast, and it's 100,000 watts. So if there are people, students or non-students, who want to help and participate in this poultry survey, and if there's still a need for help, how would they connect with y'all, Ann?
They could email me at ajanks@iwj.org, or they could just go to IWJ's website and send a message that way.
We're going to repeat that several times, but that's IWJ.org, www.iwj.org is the overall website, and not surprisingly, Ann Janks' email is ajanks, J-A-N-K-S, at IWJ.org, and she's willing to route any people who might be interested in learning more about the conditions for poultry workers who'd like to lend a hand. Now, one thing I should mention, Ann, a couple of weeks ago, we talked to people who are involved in a huge hog farm operation that is related to ConAgra and starting to pollute parts of the Buffalo River Basin up in northwest Arkansas. And one of the problems they were having is that a study being done by the University of Arkansas for the ConAgra contractor was going on people's land that they didn't have permission to go on. I mean, just an embarrassing situation for the University of Arkansas team. So you've got a good group working with you, though, huh?
Yes. Yes. They've really been quite excellent. One other thing that I wanted to mention that's very interesting that's happening in poultry right now is that what has brought a lot of people who have been involved in poultry from time to time together right now is that the USDA has a new rule that they're trying very, very hard to implement, and they call it the Poultry Modernization Rule. But what it does is it reduces the number of USDA inspectors who are inside the factory inspecting the chickens as they're being processed, and replaces them with company employees.
Ooh, that can't be good.
No requirement for training, and increases the production speed. The real reason they want to eliminate the inspectors is so that they can increase the production speed. And then all of the chickens will be doused in an antimicrobial wash, based on the presumption that they probably have contaminants on them because they were going so fast and they weren't inspected. It's basically when you gut a chicken, you really want to get the guts out without it getting on the meat.
Sure.
So you don't have fecal matter and bile on the chicken. And so it's going to increase the chemical exposure for the workers. It's also going to increase the amount of chemicals that consumers are
absolutely. Yeah, sure.
And so it's an issue that has really brought together a very broad coalition of groups from the animal rights groups who are concerned when you increase the production speed, more chickens are killed the wrong way, and it tends to be more painful for the chicken if you're not killed the right way. Environmental and food safety groups that are concerned that assuming that there will be contaminants and just dunking it in a bleach-based wash isn't as good as preventing the contaminants in the first place. And the workers are concerned. The line speed is incredibly fast already, and giving companies permission to speed it up even further is likely to increase injury rates among the workers.
Well, and you just wonder, so what is a poor company person supposed to do if they're theoretically the inspector? If they see something wrong, that's their job. And, 10 years later, maybe they'll get a couple of dollars in a whistleblower dispute. But how can anyone really pretend that a company can inspect itself? That sort of contradicts the whole notion of what we expect out of the government, doesn't it, Ann?
It really does. It really does. But the USDA has been very forcefully pushing the issue. And anybody who is interested in eating chicken ever again could call the White House and ask the administration to not implement this rule. It's called the USDA Modernization Rule. We've been calling it the Dirty Chicken Rule.
And the USDA is already having problems because they've pretty much conceded they don't have enough inspectors for meat. They haven't trained enough for meat. There was recently news reports in the Journal and the Times and everywhere else that there were concerns about the summer and what we might have in meat contamination because there were not enough USDA inspectors. I guess the next thing we're going to see on the meat side is all the meat companies can inspect their own meat, and it'll be just like China or something, huh, Ann?
Well, that's exactly it. They're starting in chicken, and they'll move to beef and to pork with the same quote modernization.
Well, it sounds like that's something that everybody needs to do, and that's contact the White House. And once again, Ann Janks is the National Poultry Justice Organizer for Interfaith Worker Justice. Has already mentioned the website, but it's www.iwj.org, and I'm sure Justice, if you want to help out on their survey of poultry workers throughout Northwest Arkansas, if you want to pick up the phone or send an email to the White House and tell them, you know, the whole point of the USDA is to inspect, not to figure out a way to let the companies browbeat them into stopping inspections. I'm sure iwj.org is another way that you can get there, isn't it, Ann?
Yes.
Now, you were telling me as well about the Food Chain Workers Alliance and the important work that IWJ as well as the Arkansas Worker Justice Center is doing in the Food Chain Worker Alliance. Well, now, what is that?
The Food Chain Worker Alliance is a fairly new organization came about from some people who were doing work with restaurant workers, and then started to talk about, you know, looking at all of the workers that are on that are involved in bringing food kind of from the field to the table, right? Either a restaurant table or your dining room table, and just looking at all of those workers, because really it's a group of workers that is still U.S. based and overwhelmingly low paid, and have a lot of similar issues. And as corporations have gotten larger, there's been some expansion in terms of corporations from one piece of the food chain to more than one. And so they're starting to just look at the whole process. And so Northwest Arkansas Poultry Worker Justice Center got involved because they were interested in finding out more about the workers who were in the factories processing food.
Now, if you look on the Food Worker Alliance site, they talk about the recent, at least small advances with the Immokalee workers and Walmart. Certainly Walmart's another one of our big Northwest Arkansas exports. Are we really making much progress around those issues, you think?
I think it's a very exciting time. I think that, I talk to students who are very engaged with these issues and in a way that I didn't used to see. I think that workers are starting to talk to other workers in other and related industries in a very interesting way. There's a new push to actually understand how the industry impacts the community, in ways like when you have injured workers who never received the right medical care for an injury because they were never reported as having been injured at work and they're now permanently disabled. What impact does that have on the community? And so people are starting to look at a lot of these linkages, and it's a very exciting time.
Well, I think, I'm wondering if the Food Chain Workers Alliance is also a project that's getting support from Change to Win. I noticed Well, the warehouse workers are a key part of this, and it's out of Los Angeles. Is that part of where the inspiration is coming?
I don't know specifically. I know that the United Food and Commercial Workers, who represent some poultry workers and a lot of beef and pork workers, are involved in the food chain workers. I don't know specifically about
that. Well, and they are the key people in the warehouse thing as well. So how did you get into poultry? Have you been organizing around poultry workers' justice for a while, Ann?
On and off. I worked on an effort 20 years ago to go and do some organizing in poultry plants in the South, which was started by an organizer with Unite, who had organized textiles in the South and had seen conditions for poultry workers. A guy named Ernest Bennett,
who's legendary in these drives. I worked closely with Dave Kiefer, who was part of that team as well. Do you know Dave?
Yes. And
many great stories.
Yes. And Ernest knew that poultry workers needed to be organized so that they could have a voice and they could have a contract that would protect them. And unfortunately, as happens from time to time in the labor movement, some external forces conspired against the campaign. But I kind of I found the work to be very compelling. So whenever there's an effort in poultry that I can support, I try to figure out how to get back and involved with poultry.
Well, you must be on the road, because I know IWJ has been involved in projects on Chesapeake Bay in the Chesapeake area of Maryland around poultry for a long time, and sort of hopscotching around the country, haven't they?
Yes. I mean, IWJ, actually, it's how I got to know IWJ, was that when they were first forming as a national organization, they were supporting the poultry organizing that was happening 20 years ago, and that's how I got to know IWJ. They and they continue to support poultry organizing or any efforts in poultry. They also have a network of worker centers that they support nationally, and the Northwest Arkansas Worker Justice Center is one of them, because they were very interested in supporting and expanding the concept of worker centers and workers being directly involved in figuring out how to improve their own conditions.
The one thing I promised, Ann, is that I wouldn't ask any questions about numbers, but this is a big industry, isn't it?
It's a very big industry.
So we're talking not about tens of thousands. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of workers that are really involved in this industry, aren't we?
Yes. It is upwards of 200,000 workers.
And you see, I didn't make you say that. You said this. Ann, I didn't mention, is in Oakland, California, so it's it'll be dawn soon there. And but this has been Ann Jenks, who's the National Poultry Justice Organizer for the Interfaith Workers Justice Center. This has been one of their top priorities for IWJ must be close to 20 years old now, right? Or is that?
It is.
Kim Bobo has been the director and sort of shining light there, but their commitment to poultry work has been consistent. There's two things that we've talked about among many that Ann and IWJ and our own Northwest Arkansas Workers Center would really like listeners to do. One is, if you have some time and interest in what the real situation for workers, poultry workers, is, they could always use an extra hand on this statewide survey they're doing, which has been going on since January, didn't you say, Ann?
Yes.
And she's mentioned that how you can get involved is to reach out directly to her, and she'll hook you up with the Arkansas people. Her email, her name is Ann Jenks, so not surprisingly, it's A-J-A-N-K-S, A-Jenks, at IWJ.org, or go directly to the website, www.iwj.org, and you'll see a mention of the poultry campaign, and you'll be able to just follow it from there. The other thing that Anna said is, hey, call the White House, Ann.
Yes, please. Call the White House and tell them not to implement the USDA rule to eliminate inspectors inside the chicken factories. It's bad for workers and it's bad for people who eat chicken.
So they may call it modernization at the USDA, but it seems to be sort of the worst of turning the job of protecting consumers all around the country over to the companies themselves. It's a shame to see our own Arkansas multinational Tyson's so big and important in this. This has been Wade's World. We've been talking to Ann Jenks, the National Poultry Justice Organizer for the Interfaith Worker Justice Center, about the great projects they have. We'll be back to them once they have some results for this. We're on every Friday, Wade's World, from 9 to 9:30, and we talk to the most interesting people in the world. This is Wade's World at KABF 88.3, www.kabf.org, 100,000 watts, voice of the people. We'll see you again next Friday. Thank you.